I'm pleased to have with me the 10th best FFA Ag Management and Business team from Mountain Home High School. Gentlemen, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tell us all about your experience. You competed at the National Convention in Indianapolis and came home with a 10th place finish in the nation.
So it was a really great event. We went to the convention every single day and we got to shop around and go to different booths from different, mainly colleges. They were Georgia, Texas A&M, all those were there. And then at the nights, we got to go to rodeos and we went to a Lanny Wilson concert. It was an awesome experience.
National FFA Farm and Ag Business Management CDE is designed to test the ability of students to apply economic principles and concepts in analyzing farm and ranch business management decisions.
All right, so what the contest really looks like, you get a scenario of a sample farm business, like it's an actual farm somewhere in America, and you get their balance sheet and all of their financial statements. So you have to be able to look through that, find values, and like do math to figure out the numbers and like all the percentages and stuff. And it's a 150 question test, I think. You have 3 hours, but you also have to know tax code, budgeting, and depreciation and all that stuff, general economic principles.
Reed, I don't know many adults who could pass this test. I mean, it sounds complicated.
Yeah, when we were practicing, we actually had a professor with a PhD with some previous tests, and he was like, wow, this is a little much. And I even asked my mom, she's an accounting major, she's like, wow, this is a little much, and I completely agree. I don't know that many adults, and I'm not even sure if we really pulled it off that well either.
Well, apparently you did. You finished 10th in the nation with it. Was the farm making money?
It was in pretty good shape.
Give us some examples. Give us some examples from the farm of problems you had to work through, Jack.
There was the individual part, which was 3 hours, then we had a team test, and one of my favorite questions from the team test, we all got to work together on this part, was we had to create a slogan for the farm. This is probably one of the easier ones, but actually took us a little bit of time because normally you aren't using your imagination on this test or creativity. I think Reed came up with generations of care into every bite, and that was in like 30 seconds because we had to really move. But really questions like the hard ones, as an example, it'd ask like, compared to the area average, how much does this family spend on holiday expenses? And you had to figure that out and figure out the area average and then figure out the percentages for that and see which one is higher, which one's lower.
Sophomore, junior, senior, how do you know tax code? Are y'all talking about tax code in class?
We don't. I think that was the one part that we were all not that great at. We went to an accountant over at H&R Block, I think, and we went over some of that stuff. It's lost on me, at least. These two guys are a lot smarter than I am, but...
Absolutely not. You're smarter than me. I'll give you that.
That's probably the toughest portion.
What a great team. Hey, tell us about the Mountain Home FFA program. Of course, Mr. Josh Baker, we've known him forever and ever and the work that he's done. It's Mountain Home FFA program is pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Baker, Mr. White, Mr. Lewis, Miss Albright over at the junior high, Mr. Carpenter, he runs our shop classes. They're great. They're great advisors. They run our program very well. I think they set us up for a lot of really good opportunities. Our chapter has won this event in the state contest for the past 9 years so far.
9 years in a row, nine-time defending state champion.
Yes, ma'am.
We need more publicity on that.
10 times in the past 11 years.
But FFA is so much more than, you know, this program. I mean, it's so much more than what people normally think of with FFA, show competitions and such, but this is some hard stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think I can speak on Reed's behalf, too. We really never thought of doing anything FFA-related until Mr. Baker brought us in one day and was like, I think you guys would be really good at this competition. Whenever I went for the first practice, I didn't know, like, what a heifer was. I was completely lost. But you just have to know a ton of stuff for this, and it's not close to what I thought FFA would be like.
And what concepts can you take with you now and apply in, you know, your studies and your life moving forward?
All of them. I mean, we had to learn, first of all, just reading balance sheets, reading monthly cash flow statements, but then also understanding how to manage a good farm business, because we got tons of examples of different ones to practice, and you could see how they manage their farm and if they're doing good or bad. That can be applied to any business, mm-hmm. not just a farm business.
Has it helped you with your own personal finances to watch your cash flow a little better?
Yeah, I'm not the best with that. I never have been.
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in the studio, and congratulations, the 9-time defending state champion and 10th in the nation FFA team.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.